Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christel, ek dink ek en Rob is die enigste mense wat vandag nie 'n perskonferensie gehad het oor wat maandag gaan gebeur nie, maar daar steeds nie 'n antwoord nie.
There's still time for us if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we should.
Everyone seems to have chimed in about this now.
Yeah. Now look, and remember yesterday we spoke about this and said we've reached out to people, asked for clarity. We got a lot today, almost too much. So if we have to sum up where we are now. The ANC says the EFF is responsible for maintaining law and order on the day. The police say the EFF is responsible for ensuring that their protest action remains within the constraints of the law. They also refuse to call it a national shutdown from the police perspective because they're saying the country will not be shut down. The EFF is saying they're not going to be the ones looting. They're not going to be the ones, breaking the law. They can't take responsibility for people who do.
You see, this is that wonderful South African concept of the broad church. And that way, your organization can do stuff and anything bad that happens is not your fault because we are a broad church. It's a wonderful excuse.
Look, and that's what they're trying to fall back on. I think the police actually are onto it. So I have a short clip here from Atlenda Mate, who is the spokesperson for what we call the Nat Joints structure. This is what she has to say.
It is their responsibility to take the necessary steps to ensure that the gathering at all times proceeds peacefully and in an orderly manner.
I think that sums it up. What the EFF is saying is that they sent letters to companies, to the airport, to all these places, not to tell them to shut down, but to say there's going to be disruptions that day. En julle moet nou maar self besluit wat julle gaan doen.
Maar dit maak glad nie sin nie, want jy sê, okay, ons gaan nie alles laat shut down nie, maar daar gaan ontwrigtings wees, ja. So maak, julle moet nou net voorsiening maak daarvoor.
Ja.
So, like...
En al hoe meer mense begin, so ek, van my collega's in die nuuskantoor, se kinders wat op skool is, die skole begin nou boodskappe stuur, wat sê, ons was nie van plan om toe te maak nie, ons het besluit, ons gaan maar eerder ons deur toe maak op die dag, want ja, daar gaan ontwrigtings wees op die paaie, met vervoer, met busse, met taxis.
Maar is amper nou, I think this might sound a bit weird, but it's almost like, the shutdown is going to happen because people are just going to go, listen, we don't know what to expect, so come on, blame on it to be ice. So then there's going to be no shops open, no Ubers, no nothing on the roads, no public transport, because all the drivers and the people that go send the kids to school or whatever decided, okay, come on, blame on it to be ice.
This is why rhetoric is so important to these kinds of things, though, because the more everyone talks it up and gets worked up, the more it feels like something is going to happen. Yeah. I mean, if you break it down by the numbers, I don't know, realistically, how many non-EFF members the EFF are going to convince to shut down the country. Hmm. They might be hoping a bunch of people will come together who are fed up about a bunch of stuff. But if you're looking at a party that has about 10% of the vote, that leaves 90% of people who will probably, in theory, be happy to go about their day, which means you don't get a shutdown. So there will be protests in areas, for sure, but like... You need to talk this up and make it sound like it's going to be a shutdown, otherwise it's not.
And our editor, Marius van der Waal, today in our chat group, he said exactly that when someone shared about the schools now starting to close for the day, saying shut down without lifting a finger.
Yeah, exactly that. But also, a lot of the things that they are protesting against include some of the economic policies in the country, the load shedding, gender-based violence, whatever. Now... You're actually bringing the country to a standstill so that those things cannot be addressed because the country's at a standstill. So that this amper soos hierdie like catch-22 kind of stalemate vibe.
I just want to know if the after party is going to be at a place in Pretoria called Propaganda, because that's what this sounds like, really. Because it's all about the EFF turning 10 and everyone else is falling into this trap of talking about it. And it's like, no, actually, people are going to just take Monday off, have a long weekend because the Tuesday is a public holiday. And then it's going to seem like a shutdown when it's actually just people being on holiday.
I mean, it's all a Joe, you'd be good in politics, my friend. You worked out the optics here very well. And it's so like, it's difficult, right? Because I agree. I want to raise my fist and get angry about load shedding as well, and about gender-based violence, and about the police being useless, and about the economy being terrible, and about corruption. But also, it feels a little threatening as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very much like, oh, nice car. Be a shame if something happened to it. You know, it's got that feeling to it, which leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
En jy's reg, die retoriek agter dit is wat my bekommer, die opswepery. Ons het al vroeër in die week gesê, daar is 'n komponent van opportunisme, insluitend die feit dat dit 'n dag voor 'n vakansiedag is. Maar ja, al hierdie frustrasies is daar, so kom ons gaan daarmee.
Okay.
Ek dink dit kan, so my verwagting is, ek dink dit kan slaag, maar in lyn met dit het eintlik klaar geslaag, want ons klaar mense wat sê, ons gaan nou maar eerder toemaak, of ons gaan wag vir die afterparty, of whatever.
Yeah, I find it deeply ironic that all of the things we're complaining about and having the shutdown for are things because stuff doesn't get done and no one takes responsibility. And then on the day, it's like, you take responsibility, no, you take responsibility, no, you take responsibility. And I'm like, guys, this is why we're here in the first place.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.